The snowiest city in America is debating whether to make property owners pay fines if they don't clear snow from their sidewalks and parking lots. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse Common Councilors will vote on Monday whether the city should impose a $100 fine on property owners who don't shovel their sidewalks.
District Councilor Bob Daugherty is the lawmaker behind the proposal. He lives near several schools in Syracuse's Valley neighborhood and says it's a matter of safety.
I routinely see kids having to walk in the street because of unshoveled sidewalks and also because of corners that where the snow has been plowed up on the corners to make them impassable.
But not everyone's on board with the idea of a fine. Councilor Kathleen Joy says one of the biggest slackers when it comes to shoveling is the city itself. And she goes back a couple of years when a similar proposal was on the table. She says at that time, lawmakers wanted to know if city departments had a plan for keeping sidewalks and parking lots cleared.
We never got that plan, and we still don't have that plan. So I think it's not fair for the community to have a penalty assessed when the city won't even follow its own guidelines.
Daugherty admits getting information on a policy from the city is a good idea, but he still wants to plow ahead with his proposal, and he hopes that if nothing else, the publicity about it will force property owners to realize they have a responsibility when it comes to clearing sidewalks. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
While New York State has been easing some of the tax burden on business, there are still thousands of state regulations businesses must abide by. State Senator Dave Valesky, who represents Oneida, says that's a key point in a recently released comprehensive report about the state's bloated regulatory requirements based on a series of hearings last year.
Even though New York is open for business more than we have been in a long, long time as a result of the efforts that we've made over the past couple of years under the governor's leadership, fact of the matter is we still have a long way to go. And I think that's really the sort of the moral of the story that that came out of this series of hearings.
Valesky says the majority coalition that sponsored the report found more than 2,200 regulations that could be modified to start with. He says in many cases, some of the 750,000 regulations in New York State are obsolete, and often the state doesn't issue permits or licenses in a timely manner. Valesky says he's optimistic the governor and legislature will tackle regulatory reform in this legislative session.